Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Man, what a weekend I had. You're going to hear about part of it. All this week, I'll be premising, say little things, and then I believe we're setting up for the end of the week. We're trying to get a couple people on and lined up, and I'm going to tell you some more things in detail so you understand this. This is, whoa, my gosh, I have a story to tell you. Anyway, today, later on, Deborah Tavares, she is going to come on, obviously updates with California. Now, there's some random crazy tornado in Dallas. More blackouts coming, less blackouts coming. What does all this mean? What is Deborah's research telling us now? She is one of the foremost bulldogs. I don't even know what to, I mean, she's like a Roto-Rooter for facts. I mean, she gets right down to these documents. Here's the documents. Here's the situation. Here's what I've been telling you. Here's what I said 5 years ago. Look what's happening. I told you 5 years ago, the roving blackouts, they're pushing populate. I told you all da 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 da. Oh, I didn't make this up. It's all in their plans that they said. So we're going to get a detailed update on what's been going on and what the future looks like and what we can do, which is the most important. What can we do? Do not live in fear. Please, ladies and gentlemen, be happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intended you. But being aware is part of that. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, price of freedom, as our founding fathers. And part of vigilance is understanding and knowledge. So that's one of the reasons we're here. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. And it feels good to breathe free air today. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show again. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Thank you so much for all your support, all your purchases, great sales. I'll mention those later at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. If you'd like to give a call for Deborah later on, I'll tell you now. I'm not going to tell you when she's on, but if you want to line up now or close to when she comes on top of the hour, in about an hour, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And again, if you're listening, I know most of our audience doesn't even listen live, replays or different things or podcasts, what have you. Just so you know, if you're confused about that, because I know some people have asked, we are live 11 a.m. Central to 1 p.m. Central 5 days a week right here in the heart of the United States of America. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be here again, Dan.
We're going
to
cover news and all that. How was your weekend?
About 50-50.
About 50-50, yeah?
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, I went into a small depression because the Yanks won. I mean, lost. See, yeah. It still got me messed up.
Well, we don't care about the Yankees.
Yeah. Maybe you don't. I do.
No, nobody cares about
that. And then the Cowboys won, so that got me out of my funk.
So your well-being is determined on sports teams?
Only this weekend.
Okay. Well, do you want to know?
What did you do?
This weekend. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was on my way to the zoo with my children and family, and I got pulled over by one of Cape Girardeau's finest, a sheriff, and he decided he didn't like me, and he put me in jail this morning, or this weekend. So I was in jail. There's a lot of details to this. I want to, be careful what I say. I guess he didn't believe me when I was part of the press. He's going to find out that I really am.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to find that out. And, obviously we got a big Rolodex over here of people, contacts and stuff. I'm not going to get too much into those details. I'll wait till Friday. Something struck with me. Now, I'll tell you a couple funny stories. Oh my gosh, you got to hear these stories. And you may think, well, why do you want to hear about me? This is important, but I want to bring some humor and everything into it so you understand. This is so important. One of the last things Daniel Estlund said the end of last week, what does our audience need to understand? What do we listening need to understand about everything that you've said? He says, you need to understand that you are not in a free country, that you are an occupied territory. And I believed that when he said it.
So did I.
Believed it before he said it. You understand certain things. You know, before you're married, you know what marriage is. You know about marriage. So you know what marriage is. Then when you get married, well, now you really know what marriage is. And then, you're married for 10 plus years, whatever. Now you really know what marriage, and as you go on, you really, really know what marriage is. You have different levels of understanding. This whole experience, everything, and we'll get to the details, what I can and can't say on Friday, but just letting you know the occupying force. And, at this point, I don't care if I offend, I really don't. And I don't mean that belligerently. I don't mean that, I mean it with the sincerest passion and the sincerest conviction I can tell you. I don't care about your uncle who's a police officer. I don't give a darn about your neighbor who's such a nice guy and he, you know, runs patrol. I don't care. All it's just, and you can look at all the things in the movies. There's good people in these organizations. If we are an occupied territory in America, which I believe we are very strongly, the evidence shows, then where is the occupying force? Ask yourself that question. If you believe we're an occupied territory, which we are, where is the occupying force? The occupying force are all these police departments working for these corporate entities and these corporate counties and corporate jurisdictions. The occupying force is the police in America today. You may not agree with me, but you're wrong.
I agree with you.
You're wrong, and I respectfully say that, and I'm not trying to offend you. And you'll start to see this and understand this. But anyway, I will tell a couple stories. We got a lot of news. One story I will tell you. You don't get a lot of sleep in jail. And so I'm in this pod with about 30 people. And, I want to give a shout to all my,
buddies,
all my homies.
Your new buddies?
Yeah, my new homies in cell block F.
Are we going to be seeing them?
Pod F. Or whatever they called it. They had these weird names for things. So to give you an idea what this is like, it's like a rundown old cafeteria. It's actually, the design is pretty cool. It's got this open area. Now, it's got these stainless steel tables and chairs. Oh, my gosh, those chairs are hard. Oh, my gosh, they're hard. But anyway, then you got bunks and all this. And so you know, obviously go in there, you don't know what to expect. And, you know, end up making friends. I want to shout out to my bunk mates, DT, Jamal, and Mario were my bunk mates in my little cell there. I want a big shout out to all three of them. Fantastic. Very nice. Had fun playing cards. We played Rummy and different things. I played a lot of solitaire. Now, I had to cheat.
Time goes by slow.
Yes.
In jail.
I had to cheat on solitaire. You know how hard solitaire is to win?
Yeah.
You know, Grandpa used to play solitaire
all the time. Well, I've never seen anybody wear out so many decks.
Unbelievable.
That's how much he played.
I had to play. One, I had to keep my mind moving, do something, right? But two, I had to cheat because I couldn't take losing, too.
No. Two losses in a row. Yeah.
Right, I'm already in jail. I can't take now. I'm going to lose in solitaire. So I made up a couple of different rules so I could, like, you know, I can mix my little deck up or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
But exactly.
Anyway, so I did a lot of that. Anyway, I got to tell you, I have to tell you this one story. So in our little unit there, there's a vending machine. And it's not a vending machine like you see at the Walmart or at your school or wherever. This is a heavy-duty industrial. You can probably take a sledgehammer to the thing, and it'll probably not going to run anyway. So this is a big deal. You know, $20, those people in there, and one of the reasons they're in there, because maybe they don't have a lot of money or resources or whatever, and I say that, believe me, respectfully, everybody in there, and I'll mention them. We'll mention all kinds of stories about our people in cell block F, pod F. You know, a big thing is that they can buy a cupcake from this vending machine anyway. So on this machine, it says guaranteed delivery. You know, you can understand that if one of these people puts in the $3 for the bag of chips or whatever inflated price and those chips don't come, they're already, you know.
They're already in jail. They're already locked up.
Just imagine that this is a problem, right? So this thing better darn well have a guaranteed delivery. Well, about 11 or so at night, I'm trying to get some rest. I'm trying to sleep. This machine, somebody's over there ordered. I had no idea who it was. They ordered a bag of chips. And all of a sudden, I hear some yelling. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a long night. And then I hear some banging on the vending machine. You know, like a vending machine, a normal vending machine, you know, you order a candy bar and the candy bar didn't come out. So you kind of hit it or whatever, shake it, try to get it to fall down. Well, this machine is bolted to the floor. It's heavy. I mean, you can't. So this guy's hitting it. This bag of chips. You talk about winning the lottery. I believe that you have a better chance of winning the lottery than what happened to these bag of chips. I mean, really. They ordered a bag of chips from the top rung. It fell down, and as it fell down, it scraped the side of the machine. Now, the machine has a seam on the inside. Just one seam where two things come together, the top overlaps the underneath. So nothing, if something's coming down, it's
gonna slide all the way down.
It's gonna slide all the way down. because it's the top is over the bottom, so there's no way it's catching.
There's no lip.
There's no lip, right? Yeah. There's a lip, but it'll flow down.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I got it. I got
okay.
the picture.
I swear on all that's holy that I got up and looked at this bag of chips. This bag of chips fell down and stuck in this groove.
Wow.
I have no idea how this happened. So anyway, moving on with the story. So, of course,
Leroy gets upset.
Yeah, Leroy's very upset. Leroy is not happy at all that the last $3 on his commissary money is sitting stuck in his vending machine. So I start hearing this bang, bang, bang. And, of course, there's a lot of criminals in here, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're putting me – it was a traffic, quote-unquote, violation that got me in here. And I'll talk – again, that's why I warned you about everything that you do and be – anyway, we'll get into all that. I don't want to – I want to put that aside right now. So I'm sitting in here, and some of these people are confused of – accused of felonies and all this different – I'm like, that's what they think of me? Anyway, whatever. So, yeah, that's exactly what they think of me and my attitude. So they – they start banging on this, the thing. And I'm up in my bunk and I'm looking at my bunk. You know, I'm like, what in the world's going on? This can't be good. So, you know, people start hollering, hey, hey, knock that off. Knock that off. And then so, about that time, the CO, commanding officer, they call him, the CO, come, they don't come in our little cell.
They get the hoses out and hose it down.
Like Shawshank Redemption or something. Yeah, they take a flashlight and shine it through. It's a one-way glass, you know, so it looks like a mirror when you look at it. So they shine the light through it, and you can see the light through it, and I'm like, oh, you know,
uh-oh,
that can't be good, right? No. And so my cellmates here, my bunkmates here, DT's on the top. So, oh, that ain't good. I said, oh, I can imagine that. That ain't good. Hey, you better knock that off. So this moron comes, and he runs full steam from the side and plows into this vending machine like the tackle.
20 miles an hour.
Yeah, 20 miles. 5-10 miles an hour, whatever he can, you know, drum up in the 15 feet he had to run towards it. And hits it like a tackling dummy.
Yeah.
Makes this, I'm like, oh, that's when everybody in the place goes nuts. You blankety blank. If you get that vending machine taken out of here, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
You better not get that vending machine taken out. They're like, they're so sad. They do not want this vending machine. You better not get that vending machine taken out of here. Cause, and my bunk, he said, he's going to mess it up. He's going to screw it up. He's going to take every, they're going to come in here, take it away if he keeps this up. And so anyway, so they shine the light again. I mean, we're like a razor's edge from the SWAT team coming in here over these bag of chips, getting caught in this scene. It's unbelievable. That's just one of the stories I'll tell you. I'll tell you some other thing. I didn't have my oregano in there, needless to say.
Oh.
I didn't have my Vitamir mouthwash or my Vitamir toothpaste.
Yeah.
I look at the ceiling. There's black mold coming out of the vent. I'm like, oh, dear God. And of course, you can't sleep. I'll get more into this as we go. But shout out to all my homies mm-hmm. on cell block mm-hmm. F or pod. I think it's a pod. They call it a pod. It's a pod.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed meeting everybody. Everybody was fantastic. Mostly a couple problems, but... it was great. It was any questions?
Yeah, well, and in your honor that night, me and Tristan watched Robert Montgomery in The Big House.
In The Big House.
To see what it's like.
The other curious thing about this, really curious, is they show movies most of the time. Most of the time. Sometimes they'll show TV shows or whatever. Most of the time, movies are going. So we're sitting in this cell with... felons, all kind of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what movie do they show?
Shawshank Redemption.
No, they show The Shining.
Oh.
About Red. I'm sitting there watching this little kid's running around. Red Rum, Red. You know, if you know the movie about murder and about. I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, what in the world are they doing? They're pumping it full of this negative energy.
Yeah,
there were a couple good. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, that's a great movie.
World
class. Love
movie.
That.
World class
movie.
I wish they would have shown The Matrix.
He's not.
That's a movie.
He's not bona fide.
Well, that's what they thought of everybody in that cell. Let me tell you. That's what they thought. So they let me out without any charge. My wife went up there and harassed them and asked questions. And it's amazing policeman's attitude when you start asking them questions.
Oh, yeah. They don't like to answer.
They do not like to answer.
They don't like to sign nothing. They don't like to answer nothing.
Anyway.
They get indignant when you...
We'll get more into this, and this is really at the core of everything this show has become about freedom, about who we are, about... And if you think, some people don't want to fight these fights, and I understand, and everybody has to understand their risk and tolerance, but I'm so convicted about these things, and I refuse to be characterized as a slave. I will not be a slave. They will not make me a slave. They will not make my family or my children a slave. I refuse to allow it, and I'm willing to take the chances, and I'm willing to do what I can. And believe me, we have resources here. We have things. You guys support us in the show. We are going to use our resources, if nothing else, to use this as educational. Suing police, as we all know, is so freaking difficult.
Very difficult.
So I know that, and I don't know, but we're going to do something. We're going to do what we can do. And I know there's many rights violations, certainly Bill of Rights violations here. And, that officer thought he knew the law. He thinks he knows the law. He doesn't.
And they think they got immunity. That's the.
And they think they have immunity. From it. That's right. And they're going to find out. And that's one of the reasons they just let me walk and they didn't even charge me. I'm not even on the inmate registry on the website. That's one of the reasons they did. I'm pretty darn sure.
And we got up there and asked a lot of questions of everybody.
Right, that's what I mean. They realized, oh, you're not.
Well, yeah, went back to to whoever's in charge and said,
they're asking a lot of questions. They're talking about lawyers.
Yeah, they're asking a lot of questions out here.
And they're talking about lawyers. Mm-hmm. Another interesting thing I found out: they charge you $22. I don't know about me because I was just on hold. But if you're in there long, and there's some people in there for months. If you're in there, they charge you $22.50 a day. I said, well, a lot of y'all can't even afford a lawyer. How are you're in? I mean, you're talking a lot. How in the world are you going to pay that? And he says, well, if you don't pay it, do you know how they
nope.
take it from them? You don't know.
Their annuity that from their job.
Yeah.
Their retirement pension.
Yeah. Their trust fund. Their trust fund. Their dad left them. Yeah. No, they take it from their taxes.
Yeah, they don't work though.
I know. a lot of them do. A lot of them do.
Do they?
Yeah, a lot of them do. The ones I talk to. Anyway.
Selling drugs, they don't tax drugs, do they?
Some people were in there for selling drugs. Yeah, they put me in with the drug dealers and the thieves and the convicts. And there were a lot of people that were innocent there. And the guys were just really, it's fantastic. And I'll be mentioning some of them, but I really want to get out for real. They really helped me stay positive. And I'm going to talk about this experience all week and leading up to Friday.
Yeah,
but
it's going to be good.
DT, Mario, Jamal, God bless you. God keep you. I want you happy, healthy, free, and successful. And everybody over there at Cell Block Pod F.
Protected.
Protected, and justice and truth and the constitutional protected rights mm-hmm. that God gave you may come for you, because they're not. The people I thought should not be there. But they don't. Maybe they don't have the best lawyer. Maybe they don't have this.
Right.
Maybe they don't have the resource, whatever. So they see it as a $22.50
a day. That's exactly what they see it.
As a job and
they're having new construction on the other side of the jail.
Well, they need to get rid of that black mold.
They probably put that black mold in there.
keep it down. Take your step, your strength.
Exactly.
Now, one thing I will say about this pod. It was the design on it. Obviously, it was really old, because there's no way they could do something that intelligent nowadays. The design of this was fantastic, other than the hard seats, but the logistic designs, I'm mm-hmm. like, wow, this is really cool, this thing.
Well, I'm glad you had a nice weekend.
So I was going to the zoo.
You did?
Yeah, just a different one than I
thought. Right. There wasn't no zebras there. There were different kind of animals.
That's another story entirely. Let's get to some news. Let's get to the news and then Deborah Tavares, and you'll hear all, I'll talk about this all week.
Do not
miss the end of the week show if you care anything. Mm-hmm. And you'll understand, if America is an occupied territory, the corporate U.S. is an occupied territory, then the question is for you, who is the occupying force? And I would lay before you with a very strong conviction that the occupying force are all these police agencies that work for these corporate counties and corporate municipalities.
Yep, I agree.
I am completely convicted about this. And if that offends Uncle Roger and whatever, I respectfully believe me, and I know there are a lot of good police. That doesn't matter.
That's right.
There are, and
they're trained wrong.
This guy couldn't spell law if you spotted in the L and A. He couldn't spell the Bill of Rights if you gave him all the consonants and just left out the vowels. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy, I'm telling you. I have to tell you. Oh, we're about on the break, so I'll say this before we get to the news. We'll just do all news. We'll pump through this on the other side. He asked me, and three cops asked me this. Separate, all separate.
Okay.
Three cops asked me this. He said, are you a sovereign citizen? And I knew where this was going. I said, no, what is that? He said, I just want to know if you're a sovereign citizen. And out of his mouth, swear, give me the Bible. I'll put my hand on it right now and swear. He said, well, they're dangerous.
Yeah. They'd probably have to call in the feds if you were a sovereign citizen.
Right. They're dangerous. And so when I go to check in, he asked me if I have a Social Security. I said, no, I don't have a Social Security. And he goes, whoa, wait a minute.
Everybody's got a Social Security.
Right. Different guy entirely.
Wrong.
Different guy entirely. You know, it's my religious conviction. This is my religious conviction. You can't force me to have a Social Security.
Cannot.
Anymore. You're violating my rights, my ability, my God-given endowment. And he said, I'm just saying, are you a sovereign citizen? Separate cop asked
me. Yeah.
And then another one asked me, are you a sovereign? And like, these people, I promise you, you think about the terror threat in America. You know, if I was illegal, if I was Mexican, I couldn't speak English, do you think they'd have thrown me in jail?
No.
No.
They don't have jurisdiction over
it. Right. So think about this. Who is a danger? Who is a threat? Somebody who thinks they're a sovereign citizen. That means, you know, they basically believe in the Constitution.
Right.
More or less.
You're one of those.
Yeah, you're one of those. I mean, I'm not part of that movement that they want to say. I'm not a sovereign citizen, but I believe in the law. And do you see who the threat was? The threat to that. Do you understand that? Do you understand the power of what I just said, ladies and gentlemen? They are dangerous. They're a threat. Mm-hmm. They're a terror threat. These are words right out of these people's mouths.
Yep.
Who are they work for? Yeah. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. News on the other side. Debbie Tavares, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Oh my gosh. I got a text. Oh, by the way, I got a text from Marcia. She says she is ecstatic that the Astros beat those dirty Yankees, just so you know.
Okay.
I'll
put her on my Christmas list.
Yeah, you should. Marcia's fantastic. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, of course, this is where we talk about the Power Mall. Miracle 2 is on sale, and also magnesium oil. Martin Patello will be on later this week. Always love Martin. Real great perspective on he can get into some really deep things, you know, and he doesn't know kind of what to say. But we'll try to go a little deeper, you know, even if it's a little different. People don't like it, whatever. Just some different perspectives, and people can use it. Take what
it's good stuff.
Yeah, I love Martin. Just really glad he's on. All the other sales, Global Healing, Dr. Group Replay, we'll have a little later this week. I think on Thursday, I guess. Oxy Powder, Detoxidine, Detox Foot Pads, and the B12. If you're taking vitamin B12 shots, try this under your tongue thing. You know, it's like my uncle Kevin, yeah. not you, but. You know, my other uncle,
yeah,
your brother-in-law, Steve,
yeah.
He takes it once a month. He has a shot, and he has to wait once a month. So, like, the last week before his shot, he's, like, grumpy, and he needs his vitamin B.
He can tell when he needs his shot about a week ahead of time.
Right. So, if he was
run down.
You know, trying to get him to take anything is like, you know, he doesn't, whatever. But anyway, that's not the point.
Who wants to take a shot? Not me.
Well, anyway, I said, just try this. You know, so anyway, if he was taking this under the tongue, he wouldn't have to wait and be all moody. He could kind of, you know, dose himself and regulate himself.
Yep.
Try it. We need that B12. Of course, the heart drops, the cold storm, and oregano. We have the Vitamir products, among other things. We need your support. We're looking to expand. We're adding stations, a couple stations. We're going to go slow. We're not going to go crazy. We're going to grow as we think we can. But we have a worthy show. We believe we do. You have told us that we do. So, and this movement and what we are and the energy, this has to go forward. And it's going to go forward with you and your support. And every person out there, I know you got a lot of some on, you know, fixed incomes and stuff, buying stuff in the Power Mall. I please don't overspend. Don't feel like you got, you know, we'll make it work here, but we do need your support. Keep your money if you can. If you can't afford something, you really need something less. No, we'll try to work something out. That's what this is about. But we need all of you who listen. There's a lot of people. You can buy toothpaste, can't you? Everybody's listening. And you think, well, what can I do? Well, here's what you can do.
Simple.
Yeah, if you haven't bought from us before, then buy from us. Buy the toothpaste. Buy the mouthwash.
Everybody uses it.
Boy, I tell you what, I would give good money for some vitamin or toothpaste and oregano.
You probably could have made your bail selling it, didn't you?
Yeah. God only knows what disease or what virus came out of that vent. I was begging, and I could feel, and I couldn't get sleep. I couldn't get.
You can feel your throat.
I feel my throat choking. I feel my lymph nodes swelling. I could. I'm like, oh dear God. You know, I knew, and I'll tell you something else doing this. Anyway, let me close this about the Paramall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. Jay is waiting for your call. Thank you for your support. You're welcome for everything we do. Really and truly, this is for you. I don't make money off of doing this. I enjoy people being free. I enjoy people knowing the truth. I detest the lies and I detest the tyranny that I see. So let's build something up. This isn't to complain or to focus on the negative. This is to make you aware, eternal vigilance. And then let's build something else. Let's build the house, the old structure that's already there. Let's fortify the old structures. You know, you ever heard that in the scriptures and the Bible? So let's fortify the old structures here. Okay. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com.
Your throat closing up. You sure that wasn't Leroy? Had his hands around your throat?
No, everybody liked me. I got along with the black people better than I got along with everybody. I mean, I got along with everybody, to be honest with you. I mean, there was whatever. I don't want to give. Anyway, there's some percentage of the population just kind of stays to themselves in group pod F. Let me just say that. And it's very small. They stay in line.
A handful of people.
And if they don't, as soon as they get out of line, Jamal keeps them right in line. I promise you. That's a fact.
He checks them.
I've said this before. And I'm going to say it again, like a lot of things I say on the show, and you may get tired of hearing it. And I've gotten some letters, emails about laughing a lot. So I'll say a couple things about us laughing. This is very difficult about being professional, like it's unprofessional for us to laugh. One, this is who I am, and believe me, I really appreciate the feedback. Anne gave me one of the letters. A lot of the feedback she says I thought was very good, and I appreciate this feedback. But what we're facing, we need laughter creates energy. It creates positive happiness. It creates, you know, to be able to look, be a lot.
Well-being.
Believe me, when I was in jail and my attitude, do you think, you know, I wanted to laugh. I wanted to be happy. It kept me. So that was a really positive experience. That's just like us. And also it made me realize that this is a microcosm of America. Being in Pod F is a microcosm of America, and everybody, their little differences in ideas and how they're controlled and what they're, it's just like a little ant farm on a bigger scale of what we're seeing now that I'm on the other side here. And I see the similarities. It's like I deeply understand this. So anyway, I like to laugh. I'm sorry if that offends people. I'm not trying to offend you. We're not trying to make light of this.
It's not fake.
No. We're just trying to find a little humor and to be able to, these are very heavy subjects we're talking about. You know, and another thing, you know, compare me to Joyce. I'm not Joyce. And somebody insinuated that, well, Joyce, like she would be offended if I was laughing. No, she wouldn't. No, you don't know Joyce like that. You can think what you want. I promise you, Joyce, no, she wouldn't. She would, you know, she would always give me tips or whatever, say, hey, maybe do this better. She would be, I know, tickled pink that this show is even continuing. Who else was going to do it, ladies and gentlemen? This is part of who I am. I'm sorry if that offends you. But, and having said that, I really appreciate constructive criticism, right? Because I'm trying, you know, I am trying to be more professional and things like that. But sometimes we do laugh too much, but I want you to laugh. We need to laugh.
That's right.
And also, this is a different world than when Joyce was really in her heyday and doing this. It really is. These things are more serious, more in your face, more dire, and more like right here, right now. It really are. So that's another difference too. But anyway, after we talked about the Bill of Rights and on your refrigerator, and I've said this before, and I've even said this speaking to religious groups. I spoke to a religious group in Hawaii, and they wanted to lynch me. And I kind of wanted to back off and maybe not say this again. I'm going to say it again. And I understand it even more because of my experiences from this weekend. The Bill of Rights is at least, at least as important as large segments of the Holy Bible, of the Bible. And people might say, oh, that's blasphemous. Look, you do not understand. You can sit there with your fake self-righteousness or whatever. And I'm saying this with respect. People always ask, in another thing, people always ask me, well, what can we do? What's going on? Da, 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 da. You must understand the Bill of Rights, the purposes, the reasons behind it, the protections of it, how it came to be, how it's being eroded, all these things. That document with the Declaration of Independence is at least as important as large segments of the Bible. Mm. And I would say even probably more so. And you say, oh, that's blasphemy. No, it's not. Because of who you are, and if you look down through history, and the blessing, and the endowment, and the inheritance, and the protection. This cop, like I said, couldn't spell Bill of Rights if you gave him all the consonants and just left out the vowels. He had no concept. He had no idea. He thought his corporate, quote-unquote, law was law. And they kept pulling me into an illusionary world so they could control me. And you think, wow, well, that's just, you know, politics. No, no. It is not. No. This is I've also said a lot, but again, I'll say it again. This is a battle of self-identity, and they are trying to impose identity upon you in an illusionary, competing illusionary worlds. You talk about chips in people. You talk about social credit score, all these things. These are different worlds that they're creating. They're trying to pull us away from the Declaration of Independence world and pull us there. The Declaration of Independence world keeps you where, when your stature and your standing before God, you tell me that's not more important than a large segment of the Bible. Because it is the whole covenant of the Bible. Do you get it?
I get it.
I mean, really. I said I was going to do news.
All right.
Maybe I should tell another funny story. Or didn't? No, we got a lot of news. We're going to blast through these. So quick comments, Kev, if you have something. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he's discussing an option that would keep a small residual U.S. military force in Syria. Okay, whatever. He also says that the troops might be going to Iraq. What are we going to Iraq for?
What are we going to Iraq for? Get out of the Middle East.
Well, what in the world are we going to Iraq for? A Pelosi and congressional delegation make unannounced trip to Afghanistan in outreach to allies following Trump's decision on Syria.
That's a violation of the Logan Act.
Right,
well, Logan Act, unless they have
commissioned by the Congress.
Well, or the president.
Authorization. Yeah.
They have to have authorization to do. Go there and do it.
Right. This is them on their own. And you can see that what Dana Lessland's been describing, Trump, Pelosi, whatever, they're kind of the figureheads here of these competing dynamics. Well, we'll go there. Well, don't you worry. We're still keeping this alive.
They're not authorized to go there.
Trump demands deposition of corrupt Adam Schiff. That's about time.
About time.
He should be
arrested as soon as he comes home, both of them.
He said his words, I demand his deposition. Well, not only about this, also.
I say arrested when they come home.
Well, they're going to arrest me because I feel I'm sovereign. And again, that came from John Jay, the Supreme Court Justice. We're sovereigns without subjects, ladies and gentlemen. That's a Supreme Court decision. That the power devolved down to the American people. That's what makes America different. Mm-hmm. It sounds like the Bible, the dominion on you. You see, again, you don't think the Declaration of Independence is important, Bill of Rights? And I hope they're on your refrigerator. If they're not on your refrigerator, and I want to say it, and I say this respectfully, shame on you. Go to your computer, print out one. If you can't, then call Jay, and she'll print one out and send it to you. And put that up on your refrigerator or wherever your space. If you don't have a refrigerator, put it on your mirror anywhere. I don't care.
Yeah.
Drug distributors, opioid makers reach deal with governments in historic lawsuits. Obviously, this is Ohio counties. Two Ohio counties made because of all the addictive painkillers. This is a big story. My question, the numbers, you know, these numbers are massive. Where is this money going? Obviously, it's not going to the victims.
No.
It's
going into the state coffers.
So my question is, then why are they settling?
Money.
Well, that's right.
Pay off?
So it's not like
nobody goes to jail?
So it's certainly not helping the victims.
No.
You know, maybe they'll have some opioid treatment
or
whatever.
A little thing that you can sign up for, and they only take 10 people.
Some AA meetings,
yeah,
or some NA meetings or whatever. Yeah. They'll sponsor or what? Who knows?
And then drop it.
$260 million, I promise, they're not, this one county is not going towards helping these people.
No.
My question is, again, why are they settling? Go all the way. Get discovery. Let's go.
Put
go
all the jail.
Way. Put people in jail. Let's
what did they
get right
know
to the
when
bottom.
They knew it?
Let's take over their corporation.
Yeah.
Let's take it. Let's knock it down. Take every dime from them and stop them.
Yeah, I agree.
Why? What do they got to lose?
I agree.
Again, see, all this, the quote-unquote law enforcement system, because they made the decision to do this.
Right.
They don't work for you.
No, they work for
the
corporations.
They do not work for you. Get that through your head. They think sovereign citizens are enemies of the state. But corporations that push drugs, they are just great.
Oh, that was very good.
How'd you like that?
I like that. I did.
As court case imperils Affordable Care Act, some states prepare contingency plans. Some states are freaking out because of this basically Obamacare is might be getting killed.
I hope so.
Trump, through hook, crook, or whatever, has really undermined this. And basically, we may be getting this thing dead. A federal appeals court may be starting to kill the major parts of this.
Excellent.
Well, they already got rid of the mandate, which is only a matter of time.
If it wasn't for the guy from Arizona, it would have been killed completely.
Who are you talking about? Hanoi Joe?
Yeah, Hanoi Joe.
Or John?
John McCain? Set 5 years of prison heavier than when he went in.
That's hard to do.
It's hard to do.
I came out of prison lighter than
exactly.
I came.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I thought there's a good chance I'm only going to be in 24 hours. And I thought, okay, if I'm only 24, I'm not eating. I'm not drinking any of this crap. I'm not having any part of this.
He turned it into a positive.
I turned it into a positive. I fasted during that whole time.
Excellent.
It worked out really good.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I didn't eat anything.
I know.
Boy, you know what I did? I traded my trade. You know, there's like a little black market.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to talk about this. This is so funny.
All right.
There's a little black market about cake.
And they're probably fighting over your cakes.
No, no. I gave it to my buddy DT.
Okay.
It was, you know, my bunkmates. I looked out for my bunkmates.
Right.
Anyway, you know.
Batteries are king in prison.
That's I know. You're just such a hardened criminal. Such an experienced... We're going to talk about this with Deborah Tavares. Tornado tears through Dallas, leaving thousands without power. Some random tornado power
outages.
It
just happened to pop in.
China state media. NBA Silver, that means Silver is the commissioner for the NBA. We went over the story with Comrade James.
Comrade James.
He's having the movie coming out in China.
Yep.
He says Adam Silver will face, quote, retribution for saying Beijing wanted Rockets GM fired for letting that out.
He did. I have to give him kudos for letting it out.
He did say that.
I was pretty hard on the NBA last week, and I have to give Adam Silver kudos.
Well, I will.
Because he's not going to fire, what the hell is that guy? Daryl Morey.
Daryl Morey. The GM for Houston.
Yeah, he's not going to file, and China demanded it.
Do you know why he's not going to fire it?
Okay, tell me.
Because the lawsuit around that would be a GM, the money they make, the influence his career, it may reach 50 to 100 million.
Yeah. And plus the bad PR.
The bad PR. And America would go nuts.
Right. America would
say they may think about they want China, that market, so whatever. America would not be too keen on that deal.
But I have to credit them.
WikiLeaks' Julian Assange fails in bid to delay extradition battle with the United States. He's getting weaker and weaker. Obviously, something. I don't know if they're depriving him or drugging him.
They're probably giving him something. It sounds like he's drugged.
Lindsey Graham, our buddy from South Carolina.
Flip-flop Lindsey.
He reverses his Syria views. Now says Trump policy could succeed. That maybe getting out of Syria may be a good situation.
Wonder what? Okay. I like it.
Do you know why I think, why do you think he's flip-flopping here? I'll tell you my opinion.
He just goes with the wind.
I think that's basically it. When you've seen in the Big House, I wasn't able to see anything over the weekend, but before the Big House, I saw a couple of rallies or parts of rallies by Trump.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And the one in Texas, was it Texas? I watched a couple of them, but Texas, I believe he was talking about getting out of Syria. And the
crowd went wild.
Went nuts.
Yeah, and the crowd outside went nuts.
They went nuts.
Yeah,
And these politicians are reading this. They're not believe me, they're not reading. They don't work for you.
No, they don't work for you.
They work for this corporate structure, this occupied territory. They're using our resources, our men and women, mm-hmm. our boys. And I'm sorry if that offends you or that, you know, especially new listeners are probably like, oh, my God, I never listen to this guy again. Look, I'm sorry. If I offend you, I have to offend you. I have to offend you because this has to be in your face. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Yep.
Okay, and this is vigilance. More stories. The liberation of Mitt Romney from The Atlantic. You want a PR piece. You know, The Atlantic likes to criticize Donald Trump for tying his shoes in the wrong order. But Mitt Romney goes in. What a stoic moment in Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is leaning. Let me read this to you. Mitt Romney is leaning forward in his chair, his eyes flashing, his voice sharp. It's a strange look for the 72-year-old senator who typically affects a measured, somber tone discussing Donald Trump's various moral deficiencies. You know, the article goes on, and basically,
what about his moral deficiencies? All the jobs that he destroyed.
Well, allegedly, there's maybe some child trafficking. I've heard rumors
heard
about that.
Allegedly. We are not going there until we got more proof.
He's head of Bain Capital. Was one of the heads of Bain Capital. All
evil,
straight
evil,
central
evil,
banker.
Allegedly evil man.
I've told you for years now on this show. I hate Mitt Romney.
I agree with you on this.
Mitt Romney said the most evil mm-hmm. thing I have ever heard a politician say in public.
Yeah.
Ever.
We heard it together.
He said corporations are people too.
Yeah.
He said
nonsense.
He said corporations are people too. He wasn't raising corporations to the level of people. He was lowering people to the level of corporations.
Exactly.
And that's what you are to them. And that's what all this system and these police and these law enforcement officers say. Well, he's Uncle Roger's a good guy. And Uncle Roger works for the devil.
For the corporation.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. You may not want to believe that. But if you want freedom, you will understand that. I'm totally convicted about that. And I say it respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Department distances itself from Giuliani. What else is new? Chinese military official slams U.S. foreign policy, says no one and no force will get in Beijing's way, talking about reuniting Taiwan, annexing Taiwan.
They're growling over in China.
Daniel Estlin says they're negotiating right now that Hong Kong and Taiwan will become part of China. For Natural News, Mike Adams, Antifa puppet masters to engineer, quote, patriot slaughter of leftists to spark violent uprising against conservatives. Let me tell you something, Antifa and all you mass people and George Soros and all you
fun. They're planning on killing Antifa and blaming it on the patriots.
Right, the sovereign citizens.
Yeah,
quote-unquote sovereign citizens.
They're coming to your house next,
right.
Dad.
Yeah, the terrorists. The danger. You see who the danger is?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. You start this, your butt is going to write a check that your mouth's going to write a check that your butt can't cash.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the people that are pushing you, they don't care.
You're
just fodder for this whole thing.
Exactly. You're disposable.
Lebanon's cabinet approves sweeping economic reforms following nationwide protests. There's protests everywhere. Brexit deal. Another story about, I don't know what that, let's move on from Brexit until something actually happens. Mayor Pete, you know, our buddy Pete.
He got 10,000 votes in his mayoral. Whatever that word is.
He wants a 35% corporate tax. Do you think the life,
They'll move out of the country.
For health plan.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing if these health plans actually help people. It's one thing you can, you know, it's just like our same argument with public school. People argue me about government school. See, that's why this cop, it's just like public school. He doesn't know anything about the Bill of Rights.
No,
why? Because they've trained him that.
Right.
It's just like him going to public school and now look what we're getting. Anyway, the point being, it's one thing if you were going to argue me about public school, if our public school, government school system was putting out very high level achievement, mm-hmm. very highly educated, sharp individuals.
They're not.
We're like 40th in the world or somewhere around the give or take, math, science, whatever, about 40th, give or take.
I sure can spit out some snowflakes and Twinkies.
Right. Do you see what I'm saying? So what are they doing? So anybody who wants to argue, the main thing that they're even supposed to be doing, putting aside all the social things and the LGBT, put that aside for a second. What are they teaching? Don't tell me they're competent because they're not.
They're not.
They're not competent. Again, this is just, so I made the police and the teachers mad this morning. I don't care. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care anymore. I'm telling you, this weekend gave me even more clarity and more, and I know this was a God thing. And I'm going to use it as a God thing to help you understand. This is a microcosm of your future. If you do not see this and stand for something and pray for something else.
Yeah.
Really. You think, oh, well, you know, some people say, well, if you just go along again.
No.
No. No.
You cannot get away from this. Cannot.
Bank, here. What are we even talking about these banks and liquidity?
Mm-hmm.
This is now from Axios. Bank heads warn of looming liquidity crisis. A growing number of market analysts are voicing concerns that the repo market shock may be the first signal of a wide-ranging liquidity short. What have I been telling you?
Yeah.
have we been talking about?
Yeah.
It may be the beginning of QE to infinity until the thing runs. Basically, let's run the car. Let's run the car to the oil to the engine seizes up. They don't have any oil. We're just going to run it till it seizes up. That's it.
And that's it.
Till it runs out of gas or the engine seizes up, we're running this thing full bore.
And then there's anarchy.
Well, I don't know what I don't know. Maybe this is part of there's a backdoor plan to transition.
But if the banking system goes down, I think anarchy is following.
Well, I'll tell you this. Here's what I will tell you.
Okay.
If Leroy went postal because he couldn't get his bag of chips,
you tell me. What do you think?
What do you think Leroy on the outside is going to do when his EBT card
doesn't work?
Put two and two together.
Exactly.
And you use your imagination. Walmart Great Value brand of frozen meat products recalled over salmonella concerns. Elderberry offers powerful protection against influenza. I needed to coat myself in elderberry in that.
Oh,
in
man. I'm in the next room. I won't even go near them.
You're on the phone at home.
Exactly. He asked me to come over. I said, forget about it.
God only not going to hose down with peroxide.
Exactly.
Stay tuned. Deborah Tavares on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.